He had his lands, but for a long time he was cooking for Wazungu in Nairobi. He worked for some very important people. During the World War, he served as a captain in the British Army.
Maybe that's what made him so mean.
I don't know, Zaituni said. I think my father was always that way. Very strict, but fair. I'll tell you one story I remember, from when I was only a young girl. One day, a man came to the edge of our compound with a goat on a leash. He wanted to pass through our land because he lived on the other side and he didn't want to walk around. So your grandfather told this man, when you are alone, you are always free to pass through my land. But today you cannot pass because your goat will eat my plants. Well, this man would not listen. He argued for a long time with your grandfather, saying that he would be careful and that the goat would do no harm. This man talked so much, your grandfather finally called me over and said, go bring me a lego. That's what he called his panga, you see. His machete, you mean? Yes, his machete. He had two that he kept very, very sharp. He would rub them on a stone all day. One panga he called a lego. The other he called kogelo. So I ran back to his hut and brought him the one he called a lego. And now your grandfather tells this man, see here, I have already told you that you should not pass, but you are too stubborn to listen. So now I will make a bargain with you. You can pass with your goat, but if even one leaf is harmed, if even one half of one leaf of my plants is harmed, then I will cut down your goat also. Well, even though I was very young at the time, I knew this man must be so stupid because he accepted my father's offer. We began to walk, the man and his goat in front, me and the old man following closely behind. We had walked maybe 20 steps when the goat stuck out its neck and started nibbling at a leaf. Then, whoosh! My dad cut one side of the goat's head clean through. The goat owner was shocked and started to cry out, "Ay, ay, what have you done now, Hussein Onyango?" And your grandfather just wiped off his panga and said, "If I say I will do something, I must do it. Otherwise, how will people know that my word is true?" Later, the owner of the goat tried to sue your grandfather before the council of elders. The elders all felt pity for the man, for the death of a goat was not such a small thing. But when they heard his story, they had to send him away. They knew that your grandfather was right because the man had been warned. Alma shook her head. "Can you imagine, Barak?" she said, looking at me. "I swear, sometimes I think that the problems in this family all started with him. He is the only person whose opinion I think the old man really worried about. The only person he feared."